I'd like to just take a second to acknowledge some of my partners in crime, Edwin Winsler, Melanie Shoup, Tara and Daniel. Helped a lot with the setup and evaluation of the scarf skin samples, as did Don Seifert over in Berks County, and Leighton Rice at Rice Fruit Company. So what is scarf skin? It is a physiological disorder. It results in a gray or a dull, whited out appearance on various strains of fruit. Certain varieties are more susceptible to scarf skin than others. It seems to be currently to be a kind of a problem with gala. Some retailers refer to this as bridal veil or veil, and it has caused some problems. And so it was brought to our attention, and we kind of revisited this subject. We'll get into the in depth a little bit more on this a little bit later, but scarf skin has the same anatomical origins as russet. It's subcutaneous layers of cells that get disrupted, and that happens much like russet in about the first 60 days after full bloom. So we already have some information that will help us to know when to focus on controlling this. What are some of the other factors in addition to chemical sprays to attempt to control scarf skin? What are some of the other factors that weigh in on this? We know that certain varieties are more susceptible. Stamen and Rome Delicious, as well as Gala, are susceptible. It tends to be the red strains of Gala that we're focused on. However, I believe that that's because the scarf is more visible when you have a dark background than if you have a lighter colored background on the less red strains. So I think they all get scarf. I think it just shows more on the red strains. There are some varieties like Stamen that kind of have scarf all the time, and it's just a kind of a varietal characteristic. There is actually an old variety called Opalescent, and its opalescence refers specifically to that mottled pattern that you get with scarf skin. So, the red strains are more likely to be downgraded, and I touched on that. We know that stuff in the lower canopy is more likely to have scarf. That could be possibly due to lower temperatures, or it could be due to slower drying conditions, because both of those things have something to do with the formation of scarf as they do russet. Trees that have low vigor tend to have less scarf skin. I don't know, but there's a possible connection there to, again, to temperature and drying conditions. If we bag fruit, if we place a bag over the fruit during that susceptible period of time, we can reduce the incidence and severity of scarf. And the more waterproof that bag is, the less scarf it'll have, which strongly implicates humidity as being a big part of the problem. As far as fungicides, we have good evidence from history that says that benlate made scarf skin worse. One report that I read in preparing for this said that a European report implicated dodeine, but that was specifically looked at in U.S. trials and not found to be a condition. So I'm inclined to say that that's not an issue, but certainly benlate was. Foliar nutrients have no observed effect on this. Plant growth regulators, sprays of gibberellic GA 4 plus 7, which would be Provide or NovaGib, applied in the petal fall to petal fall plus 40 range, are known to reduce scarf skin. Prohexidione calcium, your Apogee or Kudos, reduced scarf in 2 out of 3 trials that were conducted in Ohio and North Carolina by Steve McCartney and Dave Faree in 2006. So GA47 will work, and in their trials they said that when they used 250 parts per million of prohexidione, which is 12 ounces, that's the 12 ounce to the acre rate, reportedly also helped and was additive to the GA. And in their trials, it also reduced fruit size. We know that peroxidione calcium is active when it's applied for 2 to 4 weeks. We also know that scarf skin occurs, in that petal fall of 40 days out. And so I guess a third thing that we know is that we don't typically use Apogee or Kudos at that 12-ounce rate anymore. We typically are using something more like 6 ounces and with multiple applications to kind of get away from some of the side effects of peroxidione. And so we asked a couple of questions. First of all, can we put peroxidione calcium with the GA47 and reduce scarf skin? And if we do multiple doses and lower rates over a longer period of time, hey, maybe we'll get a better result even than what they got, who knows? And then we also conducted grower trials with 2 different formulations of GA47. So just real quickly, the trial with the peroxidione was conducted at Freck on mature gala trees. And this is a little confusing, but the first column shows you your peroxidione. In this case, that was Kudos. And we either made one spray, 250 parts per million, which is what our previous literature had done, or we did a double spray at the 6 ounce rate, fall and 1 to 2 weeks later, and then 20 days later, and then we also did 4 applications of a quarter rate, or that would be 4 ounce rate. So we did 4 applications times 4 ounces across the period of time from petal fall on out to petal fall plus 30, which should have covered that whole period of time. And then to that we had either GA47, which was Novagip in this case, or none. We used a rating scale, a 1 to 5 rating scale, and we basically said that when you get out to a 4, you've got a concern with too much scarf, and 4s and 5s are bad. 3, yes, you can detect it. There's a trace with 2, but 1's clean, and so We used this rating scale. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on rating scales except to tell you that they're labor intensive, and the more people you have rating, the more accurate you get. In this particular trial, we had 3 raters. You can see that this rater tended to slightly underrate, particularly at the higher ratings, and this one tended to overrate, but that guy was perfect. That was probably me in the middle there, but that's a really high degree of agreement among the raters, so the happy news is we were all seeing the same thing and calling high levels of scarf skin when we saw it. So here are the results from the trial. And what we find here is that, first of all, it's pretty easy to see that anywhere where we use the gibberellin, here, 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 and here, we have a reduction in the amount of scarf skin rating. The controls were up over 3.5, pushing 4, that unacceptable level. And you can see that the peroxidione calcium, whether it was the single, losing my pointer here, but whether it was the single application or the double or the 4 applications, they all really had very little effect on the scarf skin in our trial. This is fruit out of grade, and again, this is a bit of an arbitrary number because it was a group of us rating it and saying, I wouldn't pay a premium price for that. It was a higher than a 4 on our scale. And you can see again that the Apogee really had very little effect compared to the untreated controls, which are up here. And that whenever we used whenever we used Novagip, we had a significant reduction in the amount of scarf skin that we were knocking fruit out of grade with. This, I'm going to pass over really quickly, just draw your attention to a couple of things. The Novagip did cause a little bit of elongation. It increased the length to diameter ratio. Interestingly, the Kudos also increased the LD ratio, which is opposite of what it's purported to do. Backside of that table is the results that we've already covered with regards to the graph, so we'll just keep moving here. The shoot growth in this case was reduced by the kudos, and you can see that it was pretty much the same whether it was a single application or four reduced applications. And when we look at the effects, everything's dying on me here.
Gray button.
Check, check. Hey, we're back. Okay. So, just real quickly here, effects on fruit size. There were some effects of fruit size. The gibberellin tended to slightly increase fruit size. The apogee, interestingly, tended to reduce the amount of fruit that was 2.5 inches or smaller, which it didn't really increase the amount of large fruit. It kind of reduced the amount of small fruit, which again is not something that apogee is typically considered to do. One of the things I want to make a point of, though, is that although we had these results, they were pretty minor. And if you were really seeking to increase fruit size with a product containing a gibberellin, you would not use the Provide or the Novagib. You would use something like Promelin, which contains 6PA with it. Back in action, nick of time, thank you. This is some fruit size data that, this is the effects of the ProGip, and again, we can see a shift towards larger fruit sizes, 210 gram fruit, that's about a 3-inch scale. And we can see with the untreated control, we have more fruit back here in the smaller fruit sizes. So we did get a small increase in fruit size distribution. With with the Kudos products, again, those are the pastel colors there. You can see that compared to the untreated control, we did tend to have less small fruit with those, which I thought was an interesting anomaly. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. So we had no effect on, and I didn't cover that, but we had no effect on fruit set. We had no effect on yield. We had no effect on the number of fruit per tree at harvest. The GA worked. It also increased the fraction of fruit that were greater than 3 inches in diameter. The PCA treatments did reduce shoot length. The gibberellin reduced the severity of the scarf skin, which is what we're really after. The prohexidione calcium, the Kudos, did not affect scarf skin one way or the other. Now, McCartney and Free reported that prohexidione calcium, and they used Apogee in their trials, reduced scarf skin in 2 out of 3 experiments. And I think it's worth taking a second to think about, well, why did theirs work and mine didn't? And these are some of the thoughts I came up with. We didn't affect scarf, but we know that the Apogee or Kudos reduces shoot extension growth, which could increase light penetration and foster more open canopy and more rapid drying conditions. Scarf skin is more severe in the lower and interior canopy and more severe with lower light and slower drying. So our trees were tall spindle trees on mauling 9 and deliberately pruned to create real narrow canopies. And so in my case, the Kudos effect on shoot growth was pretty minimal, and the trees were pretty open regardless of whether they had Kudos or not. And so my supposing here is that the lack of response that I got to the Apogee seems to maybe suggest that its effect, if any, on scarf skin is influencing the canopy environment. And if you were doing this on big trees where you had low light conditions and slow drying in the bottom, could be a factor. So I had a fairly calm tree, and buyers noted that low tree vigor also reduced scarf skin. Now, let's turn our attention to some grower trials. We set up grower trials with a grower in Berks County and some growers in Adams County. And we compared Novagib 5L or Provide 10SG and applied it in both in all of the farms with an untreated control besides. And we used the same rating scale that we used previously. Grower one, here are the results of scarf skin ratings. Were reduced significantly, and the amount of fruit that was out of grade was reduced with NovaJib. This grower used both NovaJib and ProVide. And again, we see that both of those products were effective in reducing the scarf skin rating and the amount of fruit that was out of grade with regards to scarf skin. Grower three, you also tested both products for us. And again, we find that both of the NovaJib and the ProVide were effective in reducing the average rating, the mean scarf skin rating, and the amount of fruit that we estimated to be out of grade. Leighton Rice tweaked the computer on his grading system, and our growers, two of our growers, very kindly kept track of the quarter acre plots that they had applied these chemicals to, as well as the untreated control, and brought them in a way that they could run them separately, which Rice Fruit Company very nicely did. And the settings were here where he set it just to find out if he could detect the scarf skin, and this is considering only the extra fancy fruit, so anything that was culls didn't get run through this. But again, both NovaJib and ProVide gave a very significant reduction in the amount of fruit with scarf skin relative to the untreated controls. And so I'm happy that our rating scale was validated by the computer grading system at Rice Fruit Company. So the grower trial summary is that both formulations reduced the severity of scarf skin. We had good results, and I want to mention that in Orchard 2, sprays, things got cattywampus, and they didn't get to actually start sprays until first cover, but it worked anyway in last year. Not an ideal practice, but it goes to show that, if you have a problem, it can help. The gibberellin, the GA47, gave a slight increase in fruit elongation, but the proprietary 6BA GA products would be the, if you really want to see that effect, that would be what you would want to do. So we reduced the scarf skin, and we reduced the scarf skin on the packing line as well. So to kind of wrap it up, scarf skin has been referred to as some as a form of smooth russet. Its anatomical origins are the same as russet. This happens to be an apple of Modi, where the scarf has actually expressed itself to the point where it's actually starting to disrupt the cuticle, just like russet. They're physiologically related. They have the same anatomical origin. And as a result, they GA47 is effective for controlling both scarf skin and russet when it's environmentally caused. Want to acknowledge Fine Americas for support of the research and providing some chemistries. Valent Biosciences also very kindly provided some chemistries. And thank you to my grower cooperators, Mount Ridge, LaRue, and Kind Orchards. That's what I have. Thank you.